Hello, I'm Kemp Haar with Floor Focus Magazine and FloorDaily.net, and we're at Coverings 2008, still on the first day of Coverings, and actually we're in a booth that several of you may have heard of before. The name of the company is Elaine, and I'm standing here actually with Marcio Mueller. How you doing?
Hi there, very good, thanks.
All right, thank you for spending time with our viewers today. One of the things that, just to give us a quick background from my perspective, and then you can add to it, is you're a Brazilian company. You're actually a major producer of tile in Brazil, and I think also probably the largest exporter of Brazilian tile in the world. Is that right?
That's all right. We're a Brazilian company, 48 years in business, and we've been in the States for 15 years now. And Eliane is proud to be the biggest manufacturer in Brazil and a very internationally oriented company. We export to more than 60 countries worldwide. And U.S. and Canada is a very big part of that. So we've been here. I've been here myself for 12 years, and you know, we love this market. Good times or bad times, we're very happy to be in this market.
Well, and I think right now in this market right now, it's probably a little soft. But you were just telling me before the interview that your fourth quarter was pretty strong. So the business will come back, right?
Absolutely, it will. We have great confidence in the long term of the business. Of course, in the economy, in the flooring business. We've had to make changes like everybody, you know, in our product mix, in our business plans, reviewing our costs. Everybody's had to do that in the last year. But we're happy with what we did in the first quarter of the year. We're looking for those segments, those areas of the country. They're doing better than others. And, so far so good.
All right. Since you are an expert in the whole world market, you know, we try to be smart in our magazine about this, the view of the whole market. And maybe you can help me. I know you've helped me in the past when we've talked. Tell us, when you start thinking about of all the ceramic tiles sold in the United States, 70% of it actually comes from another country,
from
right?
Overseas, correct.
Okay. And so if you look at that, I mean, give them to me in order. It's Italian first.
Well, the current ranking, and this has been changing in the last few years, is Italy first, China has climbed to number two, Mexico and Brazil are close third and fourth, and Spain is fifth. There are many other countries, but those are the major players. Those five countries are supplying the bulk of the demand in the U.S. market now.
And also, I mean, as we're talking about the world market, in the U.S., they kind of liked their ceramic tile to look one way, and the world likes it another way. Explain that a little bit to me.
Well, it's just there's a big divide right now in terms of design. The U.S. consumer continues to look for the stone looks, the earth tones, the rustics. With differences in the color palette and in the sophistication of the stone. Nice. But as in that trend in general, where in the international markets, there's really a very strong trend right now for the modern looks, metallics, cement looks, wood looks. That's really prevalent right now in Europe, in South America, in Asia. So there's significant difference to tastes of U.S. consumers.
And it's amazing. I mean, all your products are made in porcelain, is that right?
Well, right now we're about 75% porcelain, but we still make ceramic.
Okay.
And in floor and wall.
All right. Yeah. And so you say large percentage of it is porcelain, and you're able to give those stone looks. I mean, you're able to make those stone looks and make them out of porcelain, right?
Absolutely. That's the best way to do, a good-looking stone look. With a porcelain production, you can fire higher temperatures, and you can use materials and some effects that would be more difficult to get on a standard ceramic tile.
All right, let me ask another question. What trends are you seeing? I mean, we talked generally the difference between the U.S. and the world market, but in the United States, what are the trends are you seeing right now?
Well, we're seeing the formats getting bigger, little by little. We're seeing the colors get a little darker, away from the light beiges that we used to have in the past. We're seeing some colors that were out coming back, for example, gray. And we're also seeing bigger formats going on the walls, where traditionally you have a smaller wall tile matching a floor tile. Now you're seeing the floor tile going up from floor to wall. So some of the things that we've been seeing the last couple of years.
All right. And tell us a little bit about what you're showing that you're excited about at this show.
Well, we're going back to what we're talking about design. What we're proud ourselves in is to offering our clients both options. We have a lot of modern contemporary designs if they want to capture on that trend, because that trend is taking hold in some metropolitan areas, for example, New York or Chicago. So there is a growing demand in that type of look. We can offer that. At the same time, we can offer great stone looks in 18 by 18s, 20 by 20s, beautiful residential products that, you know, are a staple for our clients. So we strive to offer our clients both ends of the spectrum.
Is there a particular product style that you're kind of putting most of your attention on at this show?
We're focused on going back to realistic stone looks like this product, for example. You know, and we also focus on metallics. We see a very strong trend in metallics and on flat surfaces. Now more on the commercial arena more than residentially. But that's something that we have invested on and now bringing it to the market.
We've been talking to Marcio Mueller with Eliani, right, and we're at Coverings 2008. And this is Kemp Haar with Floor Focus Magazine and FloorDaily.net.